97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and I don't often get starstruck here, but one of my favorite shows from way back in the day, The Sopranos. You know him as Vonnie Bacala. Steve Sharipa is on the phone. Steve, good morning. How are you, dude?
Big Papa, how you doing, brother? How's everything?
I'm fantastic. Where am I catching you this morning?
I am in New York City. In an office building in New York City doing radio.
Well, I appreciate you getting up early, and I'll tell you what, I'm proud of you in the sense.
Oh, nice.
I know. You woke up this morning just to hear my praises. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
No, that's great. Big Papa's proud of me. I love that.
Well, I mean, Steve, think about this. You know, you're one of the main guys on The Sopranos. You're coming up. And you have the Italian look, you have the Italian feel. So it's, you know, so as far as being, there's very limited stuff that you can do and you're trying to get out of the box. But the fact is, you've been able, since The Sopranos, you've been able to keep working. You haven't been pigeonholed. You've been able to be consistently working, whether it be The Tonight Show, whether it be Casino Cinema, whether it be The Secret Life of American Teenagers. You've been able to collect a paycheck post Sopranos, and a lot of people haven't been able to do that. So congrats to you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. You know, I mean, the show was so big, you know. It's probably one of the greatest shows in TV history, if not the. And, you know, people want to put you in a box and, you know, this, you know, you're a mob guy, you're this, you're that. And I've been very lucky and, you know, I've been working. I did this new movie that's coming out and I'm in the Clint Eastwood's new movie coming out in October. And so I've been very lucky and believe me, I appreciate it.
You know? And the new movie we're talking about is The Hungry Ghosts, and you've hooked up with one of your old Sopranos friends, Michael Imperioli, on this deal.
Yeah, Michael wrote it and directed it. You know, Michael, who played Christopher, you know, everyone knows him as that. He had written a bunch of Soprano episodes, and Michael wrote this, and we shot it about a year ago, and it's finally getting released this Friday here in New York City. And it's coming out, I think, on DVD in November. And, you know, he wrote a movie about five dysfunctional characters in New York City. And, you know, they're all trying to find themselves. Nothing like The Sopranos at all. And he wrote me this great role, and I was more than happy to do it. I was kind of flattered. And we had a ball making it. And it's a pretty damn good movie.
That's really cool. The movie is called The Hungry Ghosts. The website is thehungryghostsmovie.com, and it's got all the details on the whole thing. And I see, I never knew that Michael wrote some of the episodes. I think that's fantastic.
Oh, he wrote, I think, five of them. He wrote that. He also co-wrote The Summer of Sam. Movie, Summer of Sam.
I didn't know that either. See, I always assumed that with The Sopranos, because it went for so long, and because all the storylines, you know, kind of interwound, and, you know, stuff that, you know, they were referencing stuff from years ago coming to fruition years later, and this, that, and the other. I always assumed it was the same handful of writers that went through the whole thing. I guess I was wrong.
Well, you know what? It was. No. You know, mostly it was. But, I mean, as the years go on, if you go online and you look at the writers, there's been a bunch of different writers. But I think, I don't know how many seasons, but a bunch of the seasons, Michael would write at least one of them. You know, he would be in on the writers' meetings, and, you know, he wrote some great episodes, you know. It wasn't people from all over, but since he was part of the family, they gave him a few to write. And I think he did a great job, and he wrote this movie, and he directed it. And, you know, he had a theater here in the city, and he used a lot of the same actors. So, you know, it was pretty good.
Absolutely. Again, the movie is called The Hungry Ghosts. It's thehungryghostsmovie.com for all the details. We're talking to Steve Sharipa, you know him as Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos. Now, talk to me about the Goomba books. You got a little writing credit up in here going, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we did that years ago. You know, they all came out, you know. The humor books. I've also written a couple of adult books. One's being made into a movie of the week from Nickelodeon.
Oh, wonderful.
And, yeah, so the Goomba books, you know, that was a number of years ago. They were, you know, books, comic, humor books about Italian American humor, you know.
Those
were a lot of fun, and you know, I did that. I'm starting a new show. I started filming a new show for Discovery ID called Nothing Personal.
Okay.
It's about contract killers, and you'll see that early next year.
And that's
start filming them next month.
You're filming it next month, and it's called what again?
Nothing Personal.
Okay, and it's on what channel?
Discovery ID.
That's what I'm talking about. The fact that you just, you know, you're on to the next thing. You know, you have a bunch of stuff on, you know, you got a bunch of stuff. It's like you're a gourmet cook. You got the sauces all sauteing over here.
Well, you got to keep it going, you know. You got to keep them plates in the air. You know, I like doing a lot of different things. And, you know, so I've been lucky enough to be able to do them, you know.
Now, talk to me about, now, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong, but one of your very first deals was the movie Casino, right?
Yeah, I look. If you pause it, you'll hear me say, "Joe." You'll see me. You know, I'm in so quick. I'm in a scene where they stab the guy with the pen, and with De Niro. And it was the first thing I ever did. I got my SAG card, and you know, you barely hear me. You barely hear me say, "Look out, Joey, look out." But that was the first thing I auditioned for Scorsese, and I got that. And it was a very little thing, but it was. You know, something that I did, and it was.
But Steve, here's why I bring it up, because you know your first gig, even though you know you were just you barely heard you were barely in the screenshot. The fact that your first thing, the thing that you got your SAG card on, was a movie you know directed by Scorsese, in a scene with De Niro and Pesci. That is what you know. That's a hugely famous scene. You know, how can you not, you know, fall in love with the business after that experience? How can you not do that for the rest of your life?
Well, you know,
after that
experience, you know, you get lucky. There's a lot of ups and downs with this stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, unless you're a huge star, you never really make it, because you're always, you know, looking for your next job and the next thing, you know. And it's, you know, and I've been lucky along the way. There's a lot of luck involved, you know, right place, right time. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, that's why I said I was so proud of you, because I know that there's a lot of, you know, for every one of you, there's 200 guys that are, you know, coulda, shoulda, wouldas, and, you know, just missed it by one thing or just said one wrong thing to the wrong person. And, you know, so it's a whole lot of everything that kind of rolls into it. So we're talking to Steve Sharipa. It's The Hungry Ghosts, Michael Imperioli's movie. He wrote and directed it. The website is thehungryghostsmovie.com. I know you got to get going, and I appreciate the time. One thing before you go, it's the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
All right.
All right, here we go. What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
The Godfather.
Favorite toy as a child?
Yes, G.I. Joe.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Into the Mystic, Van Morrison.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
The mind.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Kettle One Rocks with a lime.
Favorite toy as an adult?
A toy? I'm not a big toy guy. You know, iPod, iPad, I don't know.
And
are those toys? I don't know.
And finally, will there be a Sopranos reunion movie?
No, I don't think so.
No?
You never know, but I don't think so.
What did you... did you know that the ending was going to be the way it was? With it just going to black?
Yeah. Yeah, I had known. You know, I had read the script and I knew it. But still, when you saw it, I was still surprised. You know, even though I knew it was coming, I didn't... didn't quite fully understand what it was going to look like. And we watched it, all of us together watched it. There's about nine of us down at the Hard Rock down in Florida. And we watched it together. And the first time I ever watched it with each other, and it was kind of amazing.
What was the feel in the room when it went black?
Some guys were stunned. Some guys loved it. And some guys were very surprised. And I think it took a while. I think after you realized and stopped listening to all the theories and all these conspiracy theories, blah, 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 when it all settled in, it was a pretty good ending.
I absolutely enjoyed it. Steve Sharipa, thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it, dude.
All right, Big Papa. Take care.
All right, take care. It's Steve Sharipa, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.